All right. After a week's hiatus, it's that time on a Tuesday. We just wonder aloud, why, who, what? It's called What Are You Doing? Since it's your show now, Nick, you go first.
Well, you got a week off. I didn't take a week off.
That's true.
To NFL owners that formally proposed the worst idea ever, I ask.
What are you doing?
The NFL is a money-printing machine. They're not in the football business. They're just in the making money business. So it shouldn't be that big of a shock that NFL owners want to expand the NFL regular season to 18 games. It's been brought up for a long time now that the NFL should add a couple more weeks to the season, because who wouldn't want more football? Seems like a win-win for fans and owners, except the owners have gone and decided the worst possible idea ever, expanding the regular season by 2 weeks, but limiting each player to only 16 games. What in the hell is the point of this other than the owners making more money? Quarterbacks run this league. They're the stars of every franchise, and you want their backups to play more? Because if there's one thing everybody was missing from 2018, was more Mike Glennon, more Matt Barkley, more Colt McCoy. I need Chase Daniel making a key start in a divisional game late in the season, or a couple dozen more Matt Schaub pick sixes. This idea is ludicrous just when you think about the QBs that we're going to be seeing more of. And then you start to realize all of the backup linemen, corners, kickers, and wide receivers that are going to be playing more and more because the starters can't play. Think of the fans all over the country that are going to be paying a ton of money to go to an NFL game, to sit in the upper deck, to see their team play in their city for the first time in 8 years, and an hour and a half before kickoff, they learn their favorite player isn't playing, as well as the team's best and most important player were cut off because of mandatory time off. Wouldn't be fun! So what a great plan, NFL owners. Make sure that the customer ends up hating your product so you can go from a billionaire to a super billionaire. Thanks for coming up with a plan to dilute this product and turning random NFL games now into the AAF so you can bathe in gold, as I ask.
What are you doing?
AAF. I'm going to start. Fans concerned with Madden game ratings, I ask.
What are you doing?
Really? So you're telling me how a company aiming for attention and sales put together a system to evaluate each player for the game, and this impacts his performance on field? How? This number impacts your fantasy team? This number affects where your favorite team finishes in the standings? And does or doesn't make the playoffs? How? And more importantly than all of that, does this impact the results of my parlays? Sorry, but the geek with the pocket protector sitting in mommy's basement with an inhaler, sniffily into his Kleenex, getting yelled at for locking his bedroom door, he's like, this is the nerdiest thing I've ever heard. Look, go nuts. Play the games. Enjoy. Buy the product. Make the economy go boom. But don't tell me how a player is rated in cartoon form has anything to do with NFL football, as we ask.
What are you doing?
So I now know where Madden lies on the hierarchy of importance in Steve's life. It's my bets, my Giants.
I care about your fantasy team.
That's what I was getting to. Is fantasy is just above Madden. That's incredible.
Telling.
To Hugh Jackson, I ask.
What are you doing?
Oh, he's at it again. The fired, disgraced former NFL head coach wants another coaching job because, according to Hugh Jackson, who is Hugh Jackson's greatest critic, leading Hugh Jackson Insider, his coaching job with the Cleveland Browns was some of the best coaching of his career. Quote, just because the situation in Cleveland didn't work out doesn't mean that you can't coach. There's a lot of great coaches who came before me that coached in Cleveland and went on and did great things. I think during those times it was probably some of the best coaching I did, contrary to what people think, because you're always doing anything and everything you can to find a way to win. Now, whether it happens or not, that's not up to me sometimes. End quote. First off, the only coach to go to Cleveland and leave and has success, I think, is just Bill Belichick. So please, Hugh, don't compare yourself to him, because you're quite literally the opposite of Bill Belichick. Secondly, whether a team or not wins is almost entirely up to you, not sometimes up to you. That's what the work you're supposed to be putting in Monday through Saturday is for, with game plans and practices. And third, you went 1-15, and then you got worse and went 0-16. You shouldn't even have gotten a third chance to coach after that. Who keeps asking Mr. 205 career winning percentage to get his opinion on football? It's enough, as I ask.
What are you doing?
205 is funny.
Mr. 205.
To chess grandmaster Igor Rausis, I ask.
What are you doing?
Guy got caught cheating at a major tournament in France last week. In chess. And the best part, there's video evidence of him in a bathroom.
Ugh.
I was still confused and had to learn you can't have a phone at these kinds of tournaments. Apparently, players can gain an unfair edge getting an analysis of their moves. Okay. Prior to this, he'd become the oldest person ever to be ranked among the top 100 in the world, climbing to 53rd. He had a great excuse. Here's his quote. I simply lost my mind yesterday and was tired after the morning game because chess is exhausting. According to World Chess Federation Director Director General Emil Satovsky, he'd been under suspicion of cheating, and by catching him was a first shot in a year-long battle against cheating in chess. So to Igor, we ask.
What are you doing?
Director General, that's got to be that. That's a title.
I'm kind of scared of the guy.
From now on, I'm not producer. I'm Director General of Crunch Time and Sports
I don't blame you. I want that title.
No, it's mine. I just called this. To New Jersey Devils mascot.
Shotgun.
NJ Devil, I ask.
What are you doing?
Mascots are fun. Kids, for the most part, do like them, assuming you're not scared of them. And assuming one of your kids is okay with mascots and those mascots being devils, then NJ Devil is the mascot for you. I'm sure the greater New Jersey area, he's a huge hit at parties. But now and again, Mr. Devil might have lost himself a future job when he ruined a child's birthday party by running through a window. See, Mr. NJ Devil was at a children's birthday party. They're playing the parachute game with the big rainbow-colored piece of cloth that's thrown into the air. The kids all run in, and NJ Devil ran through a window. For some reason, he took off in the complete opposite direction of all of the children playing the game, away from the kids, without the kids looking at him, watching him run away. And it wasn't even like a game of hide and seek. He just takes off and goes the complete opposite way for no apparent reason, and then pretends to like he's gonna bang into the window, and then he ran through the window, breaking it into thousands of tiny pieces. There is literally no reason for Mr. Devil to run away from these kids at the party he was at, and the only saving grace from all of this is the video where you get the most perfectly timed double face palm to the mascot with the smile permanently affixed on his face, standing there in a lake of glass shards. So I don't think he's gonna be going to any more parties, as I ask.
What are you doing?
To a former Met and Yankee pitcher, Dwight Gooden, I ask.
What are you doing?
It's actually just a pathetic tale. When Gooden came up, there were no detractors. The word was, this is as close to a perfect pitching prospect as most had seen. His delivery, his mechanics were flawless. What you'd want if you aspire to pitch in the major leagues. Rookie of the year in 84, 17 wins, 276 Ks. Won the Cy Young and the Triple Crown the next year. Had a nice 1980. But that was the first time he got busted for coke. Much documented, he missed the Mets parade down the Canyon of Heroes after winning the World Series, being on a blowbender all night. Kept it together, had a strong season in 87, 88, and 90 when he won 19 games. Then his career went sideways. The demons won out. This past week, 55 years old, busted again. Possession. Can't really use the word tragic when it's self-inflicted, but dude is now the ultimate cautionary tale. So to 16, Doc Gooden, I ask.
What are you doing?